Right. Welcome to the studios today, Dennis Wilson. Dennis is the president of the McAllister Oktoberfest Incorporated. How about that? Hi, Dennis. How are you doing?
Good morning, Megan. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm getting way excited. We got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. And Oktoberfest, you know, remind us, last year was our inaugural year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mother Nature said rain.
Rain, rain, rain. It was not very good.
It was a lot of rain, which all right. But this year, we just read the forecast. There's not a stitch of rain talk all week long.
I'm excited about it. That means everything we got planned is going to come off real great.
Perfect. So this weekend, I want to say this weekend coming up is Oktoberfest, but things actually start a little bit before that.
Yeah, I've got a carnival coming in on the 24th. It runs from the 24th through the 27th.
Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
Thursday night, and it opens Thursday evening, right?
Thursday evening, I believe it's 6 to 10.
It'll be at the Expo Fairgrounds.
Yeah. Same thing with Friday night, and then Saturday it'll be there all day, and Sunday it'll be there all day. So.
Fantastic. So we can start early with the carnival Thursday night and Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Sunday it'll be out there. We got the good stuff?
Yeah.
Carnival stuff?
Oh, yeah. We got, as far as carnival, there's 19 rides, and they're bringing all the...
Midway things, what do you call it, games? And
games, the whole nine yards. Yeah. It's going to be, it's the one that was up in Poto doing the balloon.
Good.
Festival.
I heard that was a good one then.
Yeah.
All right. So carnival starts Thursday. But a lot of the events, we have like opening ceremonies start on Saturday morning about... Nine-ish, is that right?
Around 9 o'clock, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Inside the expo over there on the concrete side. Because on the... I know, because there's so many things. This is so exciting. On the carpeted side of the expo will be...
We have a sanctioned cornhole tournament by Chris Morris. And it's rated number one in the state of Oklahoma.
Wow. And that'll be going on all day, Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. It's a two-day affair. So on the carpeted side, it's cornhole. Big deal. Big deal. Dennis, I'm so old. I remember when this was just bean toss.
Yeah.
Bean bag toss.
Yeah. It's kind of grown a little bit since
it's
then.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
I looked up. I was like, bean bag toss has changed. Okay, so that's going to be going on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Opening ceremonies on the concrete side. There'll be a little stage over there.
Yes, ma'am. The opening ceremony starts at 9 o'clock, and we'll have... I have some of the city dignitaries up there. There'll be... talking about a few things. Of course, mm-hmm, you'll mm-hmm. be up there introducing everybody.
You couldn't keep me away. This is going to be too much fun.
We may have a little surprise at that time. We may have a king and queen, but I'm not sure. We're still kind of debating.
Working on that possibility.
Working on that possibility. Then at 10 o'clock, the Savannah High School Band will start playing.
Hot dog. Savannah High School Band, 10 a.m. yeah. on Saturday.
Of course, we'll have a beer... tapping.
This is a very special thing.
It's a keg tapping by the mayor, which opens up the event. We'll have a 21-gun salute by the VFW outside. Then the Savannah Band will play. Then we're going to have some wiener dog races. We're going to have some service.
I'm sorry. we get distracted by that one. Wiener dog race?
Yeah.
So if you have some dachshund, wiener dog, you can bring them out there. And
yes, ma'am. Or corgis.
Or corgis. So it's dachshund corgi race.
Dachshund corgi, yeah.
I'm putting my money on the corgi, I'm telling you right now.
Well, I think it's going to be two separate events. I'm not sure.
How do you practice for that?
You don't feed them.
Is that the goal? Are you putting like hot dogs at one end?
I think that's the way they're doing
Lord,
it.
Oh, Lord, help me now.
Julie Horton from Paws is the one that's putting that event on. She has several events going on in that one little section. It'll be beside the stage.
Well, you know where I'll be. I'll be over there watching that affair.
Yeah. We've got...
And even a dog costume contest, right?
No, ended up getting rid of that because Atwoods is doing one out there.
Okay, we'll stay off that one for a moment.
All right. Yeah.
Whew, there is so much stuff. There'll be things on the stage pretty much all day. Like you said, starting at 9 a.m., we'll have a lot of different things. There are dancers.
We have the Doggensteins, which is a group.
Who's that? Where are they?
Huh?
Is it a singing group? What do you got?
Yeah, they're the singing, one of the German singing groups. I think they're coming in. I'm not sure where they're coming in from, but they're a name group. And then we have on Sunday, we have the Alpine Express, which is a big group.
Mm. And they're there Saturday night, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is nice.
And then we have... Nice. Ralph Cox, we have Blue Zebra, Chris Morrison Blue Zebra, we have Ava Rose Johnson, who is a nationally acclaimed Nashville artist. She'll be singing on
Sunday. And she'll
Sunday.
Have the national anthem for us early in the 9 o'clock hour, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I can't wait for that. I think I've heard Ava before. She can do this good.
Yeah, she's done several things. Then we've got the STV Almarosh. They're a German dance group. I think there's like 26 of them or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we'll have this that going nice. On. We got barrel races. We got Steinhoist. I got 100-plus spenders. We've got...
So Steinhoist, back me up. What? I don't know what a stein is. You know, you fill it with a bunch of beer.
Well, I don't know that they'll use beer. That'd be an awful waste for them to drop
goodness.
It. So... But there'll be glass mugs, and they're the liter size mugs, and there'll be some kind of awards for that. I'm thinking that they'll do the preliminaries early on Saturday and the finals on Sunday, where you get a medal and stuff like that.
Wow!
Same thing with the barrel races. We'll do
beer barrel races. Is that with a bring your horse?
No,
nope.
That's where you roll a barrel.
Now we actually there's actually a rolling the roll out the barrels is a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that up in Tulsa. They do it in Germany. So I figured why not? We're going to make it original. Let's do it.
I mean, I've seen things on television, but I have actually not been to other than our first aim at it last year. I've not been to an Oktoberfest, so I am ready for this.
You know, this be,
did you get it, your lederhosen?
I got my lederhosen.
Dennis has got his lederhosen.
It's going to be funny. Y'all don't laugh too loud.
It's going to
anyway,
be fun.
We've got inflatables inside. I've got beer craft, chalk beer. I believe 405 is going to be there. We have Angels, and we have Karen Stoball, and all the wineries will be there.
Okay, good food and drink going on here. Yeah. Good food and drink. And, yes, it'll be, it's for all ages, by
it's
the
for
way.
All
ages.
It's free admittance.
So there you go. I mean, now you have to bring your coin purse if you want some root beer or some refreshments.
We have a VIP lounge upstairs. Of course, it'll be adults only. We have karaoke going to be on there. We've got Domino's Pizza up there. We'll have some kind of alcoholic beverage being served. we've got.
Well, there better be. It's Oktoberfest. Yeah. I'm expecting at least, to see some beer somewhere.
Oh, they're. Beercraft is going to bring some beer, and so is Chalk. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Got that, and let's see. Then outside, we've got the carnival, of course. Mm-hmm. We've got helicopter rides.
Ooh.
We've got UTV trail. We have a UTV drive-in show for the kids. We have a UTV show by Dakota Snell from Vickers.
Oh, love it.
It's kind of a competition. Then I have each one of the car... lots around town is going to bring about 4 cars each, so we'll have a huge one that'll be on the west end of the expo, which will cover the entire west end outside.
Okay.
Then we've got a poker run with the combat veterans.
Hey, when is that?
That's where they're going to ride from here to Kiowa to Colgate to Stewart and then back to McAllister.
And that on Saturday as well?
That's on Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
We've got Steve Ammons. He's a sword swallower.
Oh, my gosh.
And a fire whip guy. He did the steampunk exhibition here in town. So he's going to be doing something outside there.
If you miss that, well, you got more chance.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things are, I mean, to watch Steve it's going to be free over then, right?
Yeah, to watch him.
There
yeah.
you go.
We've got the McAllister EMT helicopter. It'll be landing out there from 1 to 3. Let's see. I think that's covers pretty much everything outside. It's quite huge.
I'm telling you, there's an art show. as you said, there's inflators, inflatables, so bounce houses, that's what I always called them, yeah. Bouncy houses, vendors and brewers. So, yeah, you want to bring your pocketbook. You do. You definitely do. Or bring daddy with a wallet, you know, something like that. So there is a lot of things. But it's free admission, and we're just going to add this on as one big McAllister thing.
Yeah, right.
I love this. Oktoberfest, and it's going to be a great weekend for it. Again, the carnival starts Thursday night.
Around six thirty somewhere.
There you go. And that'll be. And I don't know any details on that. Would we know anything about? You know, they're going to have armbands or that kind of thing.
They're going to have armbands on Thursday, I believe. I didn't bring any information about it, but I know they're coming in today.
Call me. Let me know.
Okay.
We'll get that out there concerning the carnival for folks, because I know people love that, because we don't get enough carnivals around. We really don't.
Right.
Like that. All right. And there's a bicycle rodeo at Will Rogers Park. And that's at Mike Deak Field, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's on Saturday morning?
It starts at 9 o'clock and runs to about 12:30.
Okay.
We started a new organization here in town called the McAllister Activity Coalition. This will be our first event. The lady that's putting it on is from Durant. She's with Bike Oklahoma. Her name's Sherry Hutchinson.
Cool.
And we're going to be giving away some bicycles and some helmets.
Lovely.
It's going to be a regular event also for the Oktoberfest event.
Okay.
Going on.
So McAllister Oktoberfest is going to be big this year, y'all. It's going to be big. Now, music plays all the way till how late on Saturday night?
I've got it till 7 o'clock.
Sweet.
The last band shows up at 5 o'clock. They'll play an hour and a half, which be about 6:30. I figure give them a little bit more. They're a fantastic band, so they'll probably be there till 7 o'clock. And you will definitely enjoy it. I have the videos on Facebook where you can look at some of the stuff that they're doing. The other bands are just as good.
Fun stuff. So what's it cost to enter the Corgi or Wiener Dog race? He's got all kinds of flyers over here.
Yeah,
I know he's got deets on this.
I'm not sure what she's charging on that. Like,
well,
I said,
Julie will let me know.
Julie,
we'll find out from
Julie
her, too.
Julie will definitely let you know. I've also got the sign-up sheet for that online.
We've got Dr. Lori Baggett. Now, what's she doing?
She's kind of like a chiropractor for dogs.
She is, yep.
And so she's going to be speaking about animal health.
How that goes.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I knew that's what she did, but I've never seen or heard her talk about it, so that's cool.
She's going to be talking from 11:10 to 12:10 about animal health, I guess.
I like that. Very good. Very good.
Then we've
all
got
right.
I want to throw in that we've got Taekwondo as well.
Yes.
Gracie Jiu-Jitsu will be there. They're the ones going to be giving demonstration. They have two different demonstration times. They'll be worth watching, coming out and seeing.
Yep.
Let's see. What else have I got? Oh, we're having a costume contest.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody dress in your lederhosen. And we'll have that around 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
Oh, my goodness. Now, see, everyone thinks that they're going to get Megan to dress as the St. Pauli's girl. And that's just not happening. I got to tell you. Which reminds me, are we going to have, like, you know, festival shirts? We got Oktoberfest shirts.
We got Oktoberfest shirts.
T-shirts to get? Yes.
Yeah. I have every military organization giving away. They're either raffling something or doing benefits for themselves to raise funds for veteran awareness. We have the DAV, the American Legion, the VFW, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. We have
excellent.
We have so many, I can't remember them all. So
excellent. So really, Saturday, Sunday, either or both, because you know, if you're there and you see like the beer barrel races or the Steinhoist competition, you got to come back on Sunday and see the finals and see them actually win.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Lots of stuff. Again, it's free at the expo, but there are vendors and there's food, and you want to be able to bring some change for that kind of thing. Exactly. Yeah. And the carnival. So that will, you know, carnivals will cost you, of course. There you go. A lot of good stuff. There is so forecaster service dogs.
Yeah. That's a
demonstration?
Yeah, it's a demonstration.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Free to watch. Free to watch. My goodness gracious. So all kinds of things, Saturday or Sunday.
I'd like to do a shout out to Caitlin Perry and One Realty. They're decorating the event. I don't believe that you'll see an event quite like this one. It's going to be fantastically
It's going to say Oktoberfest to me all over the place, isn't it?
It's going to say Oktoberfest to you.
That is fantastic. Is there anything else we're leaving out or anything else you want to mention today?
I do have, I want to mention that CASA 5K run downtown, that'll be on Saturday, at 9 o'clock, I believe.
Okay.
And then we've also got, a golf tournament going on over at the country club.
Okay. Okay.
We
just get everybody happy.
I tried to incorporate the entire community in this, Oktoberfest event. So y'all get out and patronize them and
plenty of things going on with that.
We have, 5 hotels that are involved, giving discount rates for people for out of town.
There you go. So they don't have to stay at your house. Yeah. Tell them the hotels are doing some discount rates. Love it.
You can find all that information on our website, McAllisteroktoberfest.com.
There you go. And that's Oktoberfest with a K in there. Not O-C-T. O-K-T.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest.
You can also find it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
with all the schedules and all the details of all the events going on.
Yeah.
That's helpful. McAllisteroktoberfest.com or on Facebook, McAllister Oktoberfest.
Right.
Perfect. Dennis?
Whew. Well, it's a lot.
Fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's this weekend, the 25th, 26th. 26, 27. Get it right, Megan. 26
and 27. 26,
27, and the carnival rolls in Thursday night.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So.
Did we miss anything?
Don't think so. I think that pretty well
covers right.
everything.
All right. I'll see you Saturday out there about 9 o'clock, folks, for all the fun stuff to start up.
Yep. Wear your lederhosen.
Get it on. We're going to have a blast. Dennis, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Dennis Wilson, the president of McAllister Oktoberfest Incorporated, and that is all coming up this weekend. Yeah.